So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. Hey, welcome back to the Amber May Show. I am so glad you are here. I love having you a part of the Amber May Show family. Find me on Telegram at the Amber May Show. Today on this episode, I am talking to Jim Price. He's a brand new friend I met at the Reawaken Tour, and he is also a fellow podcaster. And on this episode, we're going to hear an amazing, like crazy, like you would never think this could happen in America kind of story of when he was running for office in Kansas. And when you think Kansas, you think of Dorothy, you think of apple pie, but there's some stuff that happened to him when he was trying to run for election. And so that's going to be on the episode today. So I hope you really enjoy the episode. I had a good time getting to meet him, getting to know him. And so I hope you really enjoy it. Please like, share, and subscribe. That would be awesome if you could do that for me. Like, share, and subscribe. Get it far and wide. Also, please support, you know, MyPillow and use promo code Amber and get those beds for your pets. Your pets need to sleep comfortably too. And so go get that and save up to 66% off when you use promo code Amber. And Dr. Stella is the doctor. She'll give you what you need. There'll be no tomfoolery going on. Use promo code AmberMay and you'll save some money at the telemed appointments or her supplements. And you got to check out her supplements. They're amazing. And don't forget, you know, stock up on your emergencies right now. So go to my website, theambermayshow.com, click the resource section, or always look at the drop down below, because I always have links and everything that you need in the drop down below. So check that out. Oh, the Commander's Artist. There's some art there that is so beautiful. There's one in particular about a dream that General Flynn had, and he created this piece of art based on this dream. And once it's live, I'm purchasing it, and I'm going to save you money. So use my name, Amber, and you can save some money there. So without further ado, Jim Price, I think what he's going to say might shock you, may not shock you, but it might. So stay tuned for more. So when I'm walking around my house, I always wear slippers. It's just what I do. And in the wintertime, it's especially needed because it's super cold. And I don't know about you, but bare feet on cold floor just isn't my groove. So let me show you what I do on a regular basis. Okay, so I always buy myself slippers every single Christmas. It's just what I do. And so I got these MyPillow slippers, and they are super comfortable. I am not going anywhere else. From now on, I'm going to get all my slippers from mypillow.com/Amber, and you can save right now, get the lowest price on slippers and save 40% right now. So you can get yourself some if you want something for Christmas, or you have someone in your family that you want to buy for. So make sure you go to mypillow.com/Amber, use promo code Amber, save up to 66% off, and get these slippers at the lowest price ever. They're super comfortable, super comfortable. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company / Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, Patriot owned, that supports other Patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company / Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money. Jim Price together. I've been seeing him at the different events I go to, and I thought, hey, let me bring him over. Let's get to know each other.
Yeah.
So welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's great. JimPriceShow.com is my email, or my email, my website. JimPrice@thejimpriceshow.com is my email. And I'm on all the major platforms out there. I do have a TV show in Connecticut that airs on Monday at 7:30. And started a lot of this about 4 years ago. Most of this was because I ran for office.
You did?
So I ran for office. I ran for state senate.
In Connecticut?
No, in Kansas.
Oh, Kansas.
So my show's in Connecticut. It sounds kind of weird. I'm from Kansas.
Right.
But I had a Connecticut producer call me, and they're like, hey, we'd love to have you on. And I'm like, all right, you know, I'm not going to. And so I provide them content.
It's not like you're going to be like, sorry, I can't do that.
Yeah, it's not local enough for me. I got to go somewhere else. But it's actually supposed to syndicate in April, so we'll see how that goes. But anyway, it's been an adventure. But I ran for office, a $12,000 a year job. Which sounds fairly simple. You're like, well, $12,000 a year. Who really cares to really fight for a job like that? You make more being treasurer of the county. Then you make $80,000 in Central County for being a treasurer, but yet to be a state senator, it's $12,000 a year. It's like, well, who's going to fight for this job? So anyway, I ran for office. Go ahead, sorry.
I was going to make a point of that because our state legislators only make $24,000 in Arizona.
Right. Oh, wow, you guys get twice what Kansas.
Yes,
wow,
exactly.
You guys are rich.
But my point is, to me, part of it is like maybe that's why we don't get great candidates because we can't.
Because they got to be paid off to be able to make a living.
Not everybody has their own business.
Right.
And regular people like you and me would love to run for office, but
right.
You can live on $12,000.
Right. I was really worried about when I ran for office how I was going to balance trying to have a job and then be able to do that.
What employer's going to let you get off 6 months out of the year?
Yeah, right. And it really is 6 months. 3 months in the spring, 3 months in the fall. So it's broke up. So it's like you can take first half of the year off. It's like broke up. So it's really hard to schedule that.
Right. So I think it's a valid point because if we're trying to turn our country around and we want good people in office, I think we need to pay them for at least being able to
a livable wage. But you take away the lobbyist part of it. You get rid of the lobbyists, so then the money can't taint them. But then you give them the money that allows them to have a decent living, right? So you
There's
say
something,
you know, something about the median income of the state or something like that.
Yeah, something has to give.
Well, and that's the sad part of it is that you know that's kind of this yin and yang of it. Well, we got to have a livable wage, but we got to get the lobbyists out of it. So here's the thing: when I ran for office, I was working for the DOD as a private contractor,
okay.
So the Department of Defense. So I am building high security command centers. I'm doing shelter in place, bomb blast proofing, bullet proofing, doing all kinds of really technical stuff, keeping their secret. So I had a very high level security clearance. Well, when I ran for office, I suddenly lost my security clearance.
Which all of a sudden?
Yes. So someone turned in a report to the Inspector General that there may be something that needs to look into, right? There was a claim.
Oh my God.
So it's like a Crime Stoppers. So the Inspector General opens a case, but I immediately lose my security clearance. Was so sensitive that I immediately lose my job, my security clearance, which means I lose my job. Okay.
Throw your hat in the ring, you get your security clearance taken away, you lose your job. That sounds fishy to me.
But that's the easy part. That's the soft part of the story. That's the no big deal part of it.
Oh my gosh.
So they steal your income. They start writing reports about me being a drug dealer. and that I've
are
robbed.
Are you a drug dealer?
No,
not at all. Are you a pharmacist?
No, I don't even.
Can they spin that on you? I'm a pharmacist,
take
so I am a drug dealer, but the legal kind.
Right.
So I'm not a pharmacist.
No, not at all.
And not on the street corner.
No, I literally don't do those things, and yet it was easy for them to put there because what platform do I have that says you're wrong? What platform do I have to say that, no, that I'm going to counterpoint that. I'm going to say, no, you're not this or not that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't. So they have full control of that platform, right? Mm-hmm. So the newspaper starts writing these things go out, blah, blah, blah. So I'm dealing with this. So then my house gets raided by the SWAT team.
What year is this happening?
The election I ran for in 2016, okay?
Oh, when Donald Trump was running for election.
2016.
Oh, my gosh.
So what we find out is the local PD, and we find out the corruption. We find out the DA's corruption. We find out...
In Kansas.
See, here's the bad part about Kansas. You just said it right. In Kansas...
Isn't that a red state?
Oh, yeah. But you would never think, oh, good, wholesome Kansas, why would there be corruption?
Dorothy's
and
Kansas.
And that's why it is so prevalent, because no one is guarding the chickens. Nobody's paying attention.
Wow.
So the fox is in the hen house, and nobody's doing anything about it. And we're sitting going, well, there's nothing wrong here. It's just Kansas. But the problem is, it's where actually the swamp is the deepest. I know about the investment company that launders the money. I know about the lobbyists who pay them off. I know about the text messages went from a city cell phone to a burner phone, says Jim Price cannot win, take him out. 3 days later, the SWAT team is banging my door down.
How did you find that out?
Well, I happen to have the U.S. Marshals Department actually do an investigation into this, and they've actually proven all these things that have happened in my life. And they turned it over to the DOJ, and the DOJ won't prosecute it.
Of course they won't.
Right. See, this is where we have these brick walls. We have this bureaucracy that's in the way of actually taking care of what they should. You know, when we talk about where the evils are, this is what happens. Inspector General Durham is an inspector general with the military. That's why Trump assigned him as an inspector general, not as a special prosecutor. Remember that they were saying, well, why isn't he a special prosecutor? We should sign a special prosecutor. Because that's DOJ authority. Inspector general is military. Military is a completely different set of rules, completely set of processes, completely different control of people. So when people say, well, what's Trump been doing? Why is it Trump this and why Trump that? But then why do we know that the military is actually the ones who are in control?
But here's my thing about the whole Trump thing.
Right.
Why are we putting everything on one man? I think that's wrong.
We can't.
You know what makes the citizens lazy to not do anything? Oh, Trump will do it. Oh, the military will do it.
We expect some guy in a red cape to come along and save us.
Exactly. Right. That's not fair to anybody. And this is why we're
Well, General Flynn is going to come out with a magic word that makes it all go away. I interviewed him in Ohio, and he said, no, it's about us. We the people, when we bind together. Here's the answer to that. The Mexican beer flu. You said you want to talk about COVID, right? I call it the Mexican beer flu.
I love that. Yes.
So this
took me a minute, but I got it.
So this whole fart in the wind that was supposed to kill us all 2 years ago, we're all still here, we're all still traveling, we're still doing commerce, but this Mexican beer flu was supposed to have killed us all, right? But what did they teach us? If the deep state told you to stay away from each other, then we should bind together. If the deep state said don't go to church, you should go to church. If the deep state said the bars should be open, don't go to the bars. If they said that the liquor store should be open, don't go to the liquor store. See, they told you the answers of exactly what you need to do. So did you pick God or did you pick science?
Right.
What was your answer? What was it that you did? How did this work for you? How did it look? So you've got to say, okay, was it science I chose or did I choose God to heal me? Did I use vitamins? Did I use the sun? Did I use my own intuition, my own body to actually heal me?
Yeah, because God gave us the best immune system ever. Because he knew COVID, he knew the next coming virus, he knows it all.
Oh, yeah.
And I firmly believe that God put everything on this earth to help our bodies to heal us. It's just up to us to discover those kind of things. But there's a lot we already know.
Right.
And then I learned on this journey, and I didn't know, you know, that Rockefeller got involved in medicine and started manipulating
that to sell that pharmacy.
And so he could make a lot of money.
So the wrong side got sponsorship.
That's exactly right.
So Rockefeller sponsored the AMA. Mm. that's where all this went wrong.
Yeah, because he took a lot of the natural remedies out of the medical school.
And called them quacks and wackadoodles and holistic.
And he said, if you don't
and
do
sued
this,
them and all that,
he will defund them.
So here's one thing I'll give you. Okay, so you just keyed off to the Rockefeller Institute, right? The Rockefeller Institute was tied into the AMA, the American Medical Association, the serpent, right? The serpent on the staff. Why is that important? But think about this for a second. I know that in Fort Riley, they were doing a meningitis vaccine that they had developed in horses. Now, where does this story go? Where does the meningitis vaccine in Fort Riley, Kansas go?
I don't know.
Do you remember a certain other pandemic where people wore masks in the early 1900s? It was called the Spanish flu. Why did they call it the Spanish flu?
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I was alive in the 20s, so great. I'm old. I'm 100 years old. I look great for 100, though, don't I? I mean, I'm really holding up. I'm
so
right. So the Mexican beer flu that we have today is very similar to the Spanish flu. The Spanish flu, they were wearing masks. But here's the thing. When you actually say, okay, well, the Rockefeller Institute was developing a meningitis vaccine for people in horses. Mm-hmm. Well, what does this have to do with anything? So they were giving this to Fort Riley soldiers, and then they went over to the war in Europe, and then they were having their body stressed because of the moist, cold conditions. They started sloughing off this bacteria. It wasn't a flu, it was a bacteria that was then talked about by the Spanish press. The Spanish government didn't tell their press to stop talking about it. So what did they do? They called it the Spanish flu. Hey, you guys, you didn't quit talking about it, so we're going to name it after you, dummies. So this is the manipulation of our media, our medical, and everything else. And then we've got, fast forward to now, graphene hydroxide, which is a super lubricant, an industrial super lubricant. It's what they use to lubricate at a very, very finite point. It's a super lubricant. Graphene hydroxide. It's what's in the chemicals that the government's telling you to put in your body to save you from a virus that no one has been able to isolate. You see how all that works together?
Oh, yeah.
So now we see the Rockefeller Institute and the AMA. Now we see the AMA, the WHO, the NIH, the CDC are all privately held corporations.
Oh, yeah.
They're not government organizations.
No. Well,
even though they say .gov, they have government funding, but they're not actually, they have stockholders. If it was a government agency, then how does the CDC have 20 patents
vaccines? How can they be objective? Because they want to make money on their patents. They cannot be objective. So if they cannot be objective,
yep.
If you take everything else you said and throw it away, and you just look at where the money comes
from. Where is Bill Gates tied to Pfizer?
Thank you. Yes. Right.
Or Moderna.
Was it Moderna?
Their family actually owned it back in Germany. And Fauci and Gates, their families, all been a part of the ownership of those pharmaceutical companies. Yeah, don't worry about that. We're fine.
Yeah,
they're not lying to us. The government's here to help you.
Ronald Reagan said, run, right?
Yeah.
Well, one thing I love about this whole COVID-19, it is like breaking the lies that you can't be vaccine injured. You can't be vaccine. It's destroying that lie that you cannot be vaccine injured because we've proven that you can be vaccine injured.
What did we learn this week about Pfizer?
What did we learn this week?
Tuesday, they announced that on Thursday, Pfizer will no longer be on the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, that I missed.
Oops.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oops. Just slipped that right by the old. Why is that? Are they out of money? Are they bankrupt? No. That's because there is fraud there, and because they're breaking FCC, there's FCC violations going on where they cannot be on the stock exchange and knowing that they are actually a fraudulent company. Yeah, don't worry about that. That's no big deal. That's normal.
Well, we're also learning the ingredients they're putting in the childhood vaccines with the aluminum and the different things that are puncturing the blood-brain barrier.
Right.
And the regular parents are so busy working, creating a life for their family, they're trusting their medical professional.
Your deodorant.
And the deodorant too.
Aluminum.
And so they're putting all these ingredients and different animal organs that could violate people's religious rights.
Did you know that our apples actually have DNA from frogs in it?
Apples?
Apples actually have genetic modifications. GMO apples have actually got frog DNA in it, so that'll actually make them plumper.
Interesting.
The reason I know that, Vaccine Police, Chris Key actually talks about it quite often. He found that out because his children were allergic to animal proteins in a way that they could not have anything that would actually kill them. And so he was feeding them apples, and the doctor's like, you're killing your children. They're having these reactions. He's like, I'm not feeding them protein. And they find out that the GMOs in the apple actually had frog DNA in it. It allows them to be plumper so that we have a bigger apple that holds more juice.
Wow.
So again, don't worry about that. That's genetic modification.
I didn't know that. That's good information, Jim. Okay, right. So let's go back to your juicy story, DODs.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we went way off the rails, didn't we?
But this is good because we're learning information, right?
Right.
So they come to your house, okay?
So SWAT team comes to my house. They raid my house. They batter ram the door, red dot to my forehead. They said, you know, freeze. What they were looking for is they were trying to find a reason for me to be combative in the raid, so they could execute me. I seen the text message, the information that was given. A city-owned phone went
from
to a burner
phone.
So the marshal showed me all this information. So this happened twice. They
twice.
Do it once, and they come in. They're in my house. I'm in my driveway, handcuffed for 6 hours. If you've ever been handcuffed. Being handcuffed for 6 hours is really excruciating. Having your hands folded behind your back for 6 hours is amazing. But I set my own driveway while my neighbors watched for 6 hours. The cops all had their lights on. Why, if you're parked in my driveway, you need to have your lights on for 6 hours? You know. So they go ahead and they take me down. They process me, but then they drop the charges. See, it's a way of manipulating that they showed that they arrested me for something, and then they dropped it, and then they could come in and do it again. Now I'm a repeat offender.
Now, at this point, had you won an election?
Nope.
Not won an election?
Nope, I lost the election.
Okay, you lost the election.
Yeah.
Okay, so you were, at this point, you were still trying to win your seat at the legislature.
No, I had lost. I had lost. The election already had happened. The problem is that this is what they do. They don't stop. They keep going after you. If they feel like there's something they need to be able to control you with, they just keep driving your life.
But how did you get on their radar to be a target?
Well, what they do is every legislator, everybody who runs for office, is actually kind of run through a system. And whether or not they feel like you can either, if they think you're going to be an effective person, like being that you'll be a leader, be someone who will be noticed. And I was a very popular candidate. So then they looked at me as like, well, can he be bought off? Can he be paid off? Can we get him to be on our side? And they, whatever litmus test they used to do that, they saw that I was not going to be paid off. And so I had a guy come up to me during the election. I don't know this guy from Adam. It could have been your friend here that's doing the camera, or anybody in this room could have been that person. Mm-hmm. Walk up and said, the people who make decisions on who wins or loses have decided you will not win. And I'm like, screw you, go pound sand, buddy. I'll do what I want. I got this. But he was being very factual, and he was warning me. And then the same time, I had another guy come up to me later. He goes, you know, your phone is hacked. It's bugged. They watch and listen to everything that's on your phone.
And
I was like,
and who are these people?
Well, this is the establishment. So when we think of what was the evil,
the establishment was warning you.
I don't know who these people were, but they're telling me what the establishment is doing. So this is not R's or D's or L's or I's. Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, or Independents.
Right.
This is establishment.
Right.
The people
who want
to really control what is going on.
Yeah.
And so when they looked at me, they felt I was a threat. And so they were coming after me in any way they could. They were trying to find ways, things in my phone, things I was doing that would consider be illegal or be able to use against me. And I'm super transparent. I don't have anything to hide, but they had to create something then. And then when they created it and the ball starts rolling, see, the problem is once they do the sic-em, well, things don't stop on the sic-em. Yeah, that's what they wanted to start the evolution to tear me apart during the election, but the ball kept rolling. And so they kept going after me. And the Marshals Department said, well, hey, we wouldn't have not looked at you if they had not continued to pursue you. If they'd have just kind of messed with you during the election and walked away, we would never have found this out. And it's like, well, but my life has been destroyed. And we're like, yeah, we understand that. But we're going to try what we can do to help you. But the problem is that this is the world we live in, where we have an establishment of people that, a bureaucracy that actually is willing to destroy people's lives. And they do this, if we're not, I mean, this thing is, you guys got to pay attention. This is like, I'm one of many. You take General Flynn's story and Roger Stone's story, and you combine them. You have
and
mine.
And Patrick Byrne, too.
Right.
I mean, and then the January 6th people who aren't getting
this
justice.
Is what I'm on. I'm actually a felon now. Because I have a digital scale. I had a digital scale in my house. And because my son had pot in his room. Because I had a digital scale in my house. The digital scale is paraphernalia for distribution. It's because there's pot in the house in another room. This digital scale that I had, which I, you know, it was sitting in a drawer, is paraphernalia for distribution. If you have a clay pot, potting soil, and a grow light, that is a grow operation. See, the problem is they can manipulate the law to make it look as what any way they want to. And then they go and they destroy you. I had three different attorneys, spent over $100,000 on attorneys, was cashing in all my life savings, all the different things, trying to keep myself afloat, keep myself alive during all this while I'm not making money, selling off my classic cars, all this stuff to keep doing this. But this is the world that we live in. This is going on every single day. Our greatest refugees on earth are the ones walking out of American jails every day. Because most of those guys will tell you, hey man, they're doing things to me. I didn't do that crime. I didn't do this. Now, there's stupid people that do stupid things. There's, you know, guys that do whatever. But there are people that they victimize on a regular basis that have nothing to do with justice. And we have real refugees walking out of our jail cells that really need to be helped. And a lot of them need hope that someone actually cares for them about 2 seconds to help them walk through this process of being in this jail system and this, you know, the legal system we have.
Interesting. I mean, that's a lot. That's yeah. a lot that
but this
happened
is, that's,
to you.
There's the story is even greater than that, though. It's even bigger. But this is what's happening every day. When you think of General Flynn, we're here at the General Flynn Reawakening Tour, right?
Right.
General Flynn is out there trying to tell his story, trying to talk about his story.
That's
he
right.
says that we should be binding together, coming closer together, that we can win this at the local level. Local
and
elections
right.
have national impact.
He's right.
I interviewed him, and that was the first thing he said, right? That was what he talked about. But we need to be better people and coming together. The Mexican beer flu showed us that we should come together
exactly
instead
right.
of going away. And where were the pastors? Where were the real pastors that should have kept their churches open? Where were the real pastors that should have been railing against the government? Oh, we can't talk about the government because we'll lose our status. Then fine, lose your status. Lose your status if you know that you're going to save people, if you're going to come for people's soul and you're going to do things to make their life better, then lose your status because then God will take care of you. But if you choose the government, you take that government money, then who did you choose? Did you choose government or God for your answers? Did those pastors choose the people and what the people needed, or did they let that go and obey the government?
And when did you transition from running for office, working for the DOD, to having the Jim Price Show?
Well, that actually happened about 4 years ago. So right after the election, I was like, you know, things were going on, and I had gotten the raids, and I was like, I couldn't do anything. I would get in a job, I would apply for a job, and I got paid very well for what I knew and what I know and that kind of thing. And I would get the job offer, I would sign the contract, and then about 2-3 hours later, they would say, oh, we went a different direction. And I'm like, but you already gave me the job. Sorry, sir. And they hang up. What it was is they were monitoring my phone still, and they were knowing when I was going to get a job. They would go ahead and they would go out and reach out and touch that, you know, say, hey, this person's a this, this, and this. And then they would walk away. I'm a general contractor as well. I have a general contractor's license since 1999. And they would do the same thing. I'd be working with somebody, remodel the kitchen, do a house, you know, put a garage addition on, whatever it was. And I'd be working with him, and all of a sudden they're like, sorry, Jim, we're gonna go a different direction. So the problem was is that that's how they were willing to touch you and do those things. This world we live in, it is ours to be in control of and be what we want to be. And as soon as we understand when we bind closer together, we become stronger. We become the people that we need to be. But we've given over so much of our authority. We've subjugated ourselves to people that don't have our best interest in heart. And we need pastors and we need leaders. And we need to be each other's heroes, not an individual hero, but each other. The closer we become, the closer we are, that's how we become strong. There's actually a true physiological effect. Right now, with me and you sitting as close as we are, we're within a space of 2.5 to 3 feet of each other, right? And in reality, physicists have actually measured this, that our energy combines. Well, what is it the Bible says? God says in the Bible, it says, when two or more of you come together, I am there with you. Well, imagine if there's more than two or more. What if that more is thousands or millions? What if we became better all together at once and quit shooting each other in a circular firing squad? What if we became amazing for each other building each other up, making each other better. And that's what I talk about on the show, is being selfless and not selfish. If you're doing more for others, that's how this all started, was I wanted to start talking about it because I had nothing else but my voice. I had lost my income. I lost my social groups. I lost my reputation. I lost everything. And all I had left was to say, hey, I want to make fun of AOC. I want to talk about politics. And so I wrote on my campaign page, I said, I think I'm going to start a podcast. That's all I wrote. And a buddy of mine says, well, then why don't you just do a radio show?
My background's radio. I did talk radio right out of college. I got a degree in journalism. Talk radio is so fun.
Right. And so the first time I was live on air was the first time I went on my show.
Oh, that's great.
So it worked. I did an hour, and then they immediately said, well, hey, can you do 2 hours? So the first Saturday it went out was an hour, and they're like, hey, can we make this 2 hours? I'm like, yeah. So I started doing a two-hour radio show on Saturday nights. I was their number one draw above anybody else they had in the studio. They had other national people with CAN, you know, the different satellite feeds in. But my show became their best.
Oh, that's great.
And it took off from there, and then, you know, then went to 10.2 million on Facebook.
That's wonderful.
Gone.
That's great.
Facebook killed it, right? So I lost all those followers. YouTube, 84,000.
Yes.
84,000. Gone.
Yeah.
You know, I've had two YouTube accounts, Facebook account. Now I'm back up on Facebook again. But CloudHub, CloutHub, CloudHub is where you should be, because they don't do censorship at all. Jeff Brain was in here interviewing yesterday. He's a friend of mine. I text him. I call him. If I want, hey, Jeff, what's up? Hey, man, how's it going? He's the CEO of CloudHub. He is a really genuine guy, and he does not censor. So, guys, listen, we've got to be coming together in the right way and going to platforms that are going to help us and promote us and make us better.
I think we need a parallel everything.
Yeah.
That way, you know, we could still be getting our messages across,
right,
have great banking that's not going to debank us or
right,
succumb to the government intrusion or allow us to have the crowdfunding and not take our money away.
Right.
Everything that they do, we have to have a parallel for
we
everything.
Do.
And
absolutely,
that's key in our movement. I really think building
absolutely
that is a very important
CloudHub is your alternative to Facebook or YouTube. Obviously, Truth Social is going to be your alternative to Twitter. I mean, we need to be looking to these other platforms for our answers instead of going back to the old trough and go, why is this so bad?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know it's bad. Quit going back to it. Quit doing it.
I love Mike Lindell. He comes, speaks at the tour, and I'm on Frank's Speech, and
right,
I really love that platform, and I'm proud that I got to be a part of the Frank's Speech family, because he's been debanked and deplatformed and
right,
everything. You put the D, and then he did it.
Yeah.
That happened to him, and so I'm proud to be alongside a patriot.
I have a Frank Speech as well. I've got I have a Gitter, I have Rumble, I have D Live, I have Twitch, Twitter. So
probably I'm can't remember them all. There,
yeah, there's
so
a lot of them out there, and it's hard to keep up because you're trying to post and be a part of things, and it's always hard. But CloudHub has been my default now. And my following there is growing exponentially every day because the video player is really nice. And then you do have the feed like Facebook. You go through, you get the, you know, you can see all the different posts and stuff. And you can say that, you know, the potato in chief sucks and nobody's going to censor you.
That's
they
right
don't care what you have to say there. So it's actually awesome to be a part of
well,
that.
Well, thank you, Jim, for coming and being on the show and hanging out
great
with
thank
us.
You.
It was nice to meet you.
Well, I'm sorry that the story kind of jumped all over, but it's hard to tell all of it when it's actually years
right
of experience
right
that you have to go through. But
yeah,
I've actually been able to do this and find a voice in that, so it's been nice. So, and I thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate that.
Cool.
So, anyway, I don't know if that was it or not.
In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that is go to theamramayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theamramayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today.
Say, make money, money, make money, money, money.
Make money, money, make money, money, money. Uh-huh.
Money makes the world go round. I'm the talk around town. Remy gave me the sound.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the Rilla.
Fat pockets.
I need that Skrilla on the river.
Hey, now today I'm going to talk to you about your money and how you're going to build wealth for yourself and your family. So I'm Amber May. Normally I talk about other things, but today I'm going to focus on your wealth. So when you have a traditional retirement, are you able to take money when you really need it? So let's say I've known people who really desperately needed a car, and so they thought the only way they were really going to be able to afford a car, because their budget was just so maxed out they couldn't afford one more payment, was to get some of that money out of their retirement account. And so that's exactly what they did. But can they do so without taxes or penalties? We're going to talk about that in a second. Other people get so overwhelmed with medical bills that, you know, they just cannot sustain their quality of life and pay all their medical bills. So what do they want to do? They want to go to their retirement account and pull that money out. Well, if you pull your money out of your traditional retirement, you're going to be paying taxes and penalties. Let me show you how with us, I am with A&M Futures and First Financial Security, how you can take money out without paying taxes or penalties. It's super simple. With us, you can take out to 90% of your money and use it for anything. Whatever you want, you name it, you get to use it. Take up to 90% and use it however you want without taxes or penalties. If you want to know more about how you do that, just set up an appointment with me, Amber May, and you can do so at theambermayshow.com. I just need 15 to 20 minutes of your time, and I can show you how you can use all your money. It's not too good to be true. It's not, and when I explain it, you are going to understand it is not too good to be true. It's just our account is so much more flexible than your traditional retirement account. So if you want an account that's going to help you be flexible, getting your money when you need it without penalties or taxes, and you want sustainable retirement, then you get to talk to us at Amber May at A&M Futures. So reach me at theambermayshow.com, hit the contact button, and I'll show you how you have access when you need your money the most.